From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel and the Palestinians are facing the end of the Gaza ceasefire, and a spokesman says Iraqi and Kurdish troops retake the Mosul Dam. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Israel and the Palestinians are facing the end of the latest Gaza ceasefire as they meet in Cairo to try to agree on a lasting truce. The third ceasefire between the warring sides ends at midnight today, local time. There is no indication that negotiators are close to reaching a deal to stop more than a month of fighting between Hamas and the Jewish state. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that the Israeli army is ready to respond with force if Hamas resumes firing rockets at Israel, as it did as the first ceasefire expired more than a week ago. The chief of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency says Iran is beginning to answer questions about long-held suspicions that it's been developing nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano of the International Atomic Energy Agency said today that Iran has started to implement transparency measures about its nuclear program ahead of a deadline next week. He spoke in Vienna the day after meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Berlin and Moscow say some progress has been made in talks among the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. However, the Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says there's been no headway in reaching the main goal of ending the unrest in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking Monday from Berlin, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said talks the previous evening had resolved all questions about humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Где у нас пока нет возможности доложить какие-то позитивные результаты.
But Lavrov said the Berlin meeting with his counterparts from Ukraine, Germany, and France had made no progress when it came to reaching a ceasefire and a political solution in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say dozens of civilians have been killed in an attack by pro-Russian rebels on a convoy trying to escape fighting in the country's east. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security Council said today that he was unable to provide exact casualty figures. The strike took place this morning between two towns that lie on the main road leading from the eastern city of Luhansk. Meanwhile, a rebel spokesman denied that his forces were involved in the attack. Iraqi and Kurdish officials say Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have retaken part of the Mosul Dam from the control of Islamic State militants. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab satellite channels showed video of black smoke billowing into the air after U.S. aircraft conducted bombing raids around the Mosul Dam Monday. Sky News Arabia reported U.S. airstrikes were continuing and Peshmerga fighters had recaptured parts of the dam in addition to the town of Tel Khif. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon was reported to have told a gathering of military personnel the battle against Islamic State militants would likely take weeks and months and would no longer be just a humanitarian operation. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pope Francis ended his first visit to Asia today with a call for reconciliation between South Korea and its bitter communist rival, North Korea. The pontiff issued his call for peace on the troubled Korean Peninsula at a mass in Seoul that was attended by the South Korean President Park Geun-hye. He said reconciliation would only come through forgiveness, even though it may seem impossible, impractical, and even at times repugnant. 3 days of flooding in Nepal and northern India have killed close to 200 people. Last week's torrential rains triggered the landslides and flooding, destroying entire villages and stranding thousands and damaging roads across Nepal. In Nepal, more than 100 people have died and more than 120 others are missing. Government officials have dispatched 4 helicopters with food, emergency supplies, medicine, and medical workers to the affected villages. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.